Jade Straney and Damien Leith on Wave FM.
Jade's Lockdown Life Hack.
Right, well, this morning's life hack is all thanks to Grant, who, of course, joins us after 9 o'clock each weekday morning.
Oh, yes,
he actually sent me an email and went, Jade, I reckon this life hack would be good for you and any other parent who has got their kids at home or somebody who's just trying to hide food from their flatmate.
All right, okay.
Because we've all talked about it, how our kids are homeschooling and being at home with lockdown, they are just eating flat out. They're literally eating us out of house and home.
Non-stop. That's what they're doing. Non-stop. It's like the world is ending tomorrow and they just have to eat every single thing.
That's, or we're going into a famine, so they must carb load as much as they can to survive for
as long as they can.
Yeah. So, and with us, we buy, like, you know, some treats that we like to have late at night once the kids go to bed. And we used to put them on the top shelf of the pantry, but now they've figured out all they need to do is drag a stool across and then get up there and get the lollies. So many a time, our treasures have been plundered. Well, Grant has come up with a great solution. What does this look like to you?
It looks like boring old peas and corn.
That's what it looks like, doesn't it? Frozen veggies, frozen peas and corn. We've got many bags like this in our freezer. But if you open it up, it's not peas and corn at all. This bag is filled with chocolates.
Wow. All right.
That is a great idea.
Well, Grant sent me this tack like a week ago, and I'm like, that is bloody genius. I'm doing that right now. And so we've done that. And this is the longest that chocolate has lasted in our household, for a week, because the girls, the two younger ones, don't know that there's chocolate in there. It just looks like peas and corn. So
bugger. The only problem is that we're Zooming this right now, which means it's going to make it to the socials, which means every kid in the Illawarra now knows our trick.
I know.
Damn it.
We just ruined it
for everyone. One fell swoop.
Jade Straney and Damien Leith on Wave FM.
Jade, I don't know about you, but when it comes to my kids, getting them to eat certain foods is a real issue. I know lots of parents struggle with this, but my kids are getting a little bit older. They're starting getting into a category where they should know themselves by now, you know, where they know what they like and know what they don't like, and they're kind of getting out of those really kiddie years.
Yeah.
We're struggling at the moment with little Kiki. So little Kiki, she's... I don't know what it is. Okay, so we get HelloFresh. HelloFresh is it's a great way of making your meals. I love it. I love the fact that, you know, the whole family gets a turn at making a meal.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, and they just deliver it all to your daughter with all the ingredients, the recipe and everything.
Yeah, and you just put it all together, and it's a very convenient sort of thing. But Kiki has some sort of aversion to it. For some reason, if she knows that the meal that's been put on the table in front of her is HelloFresh, she immediately switches off. I look at her and I do not know why. There's no reason for it whatsoever. She has just got this mental thing where if she's looking at a burger in front of her, and it'll be a delicious burger. I mean, I'll be devouring this thing. And Kiki will say, is this HelloFresh? I'll go, yeah. And then she'll go, yeah. And then she'll get up off the table. She'll go upstairs. She'll come back down. We say, Kiki, come down. We're all eating dinner here. Come on back down. And for whatever reason, like maybe it's a spice, maybe there's something there, but she seems to have this mental thing where she just goes,
wow.
No, she's not going to eat her HelloFresh. And we've
gone
to the length of getting her to make the dinner so she can see what's going into it.
Yeah.
And
she's
loving every step of it. But then when it comes out on the table, like, what is the story here? I'm at a bit of a loose end. What I found out over the weekend was we had a gorgeous HelloFresh meal. Now, this was delicious. It was a curry, made it, and I turned around to Kiki and I said, "We just got this from the cafe up the road."
Yeah,
she ate the lot. She devoured. She devoured it.
Wow.
I told her at the end it was HelloFresh, and she looked at me as much as to say, "How dare you?
Really?
How dare you trick me like this?" What's the story? I mean, have you ever encountered something like this where the kids just mentally decide whether you like it or not? There's no reason for it.
Yeah.
They just get it into their head.
They hate it.
Yeah, they just go, I hate it.
Yeah.
And you know, internally you're furious because you're just like, you're just putting up a brick wall here for no reason.
Yeah, it's so true. Like, my eldest, Alani, she's 18, but she doesn't like mushrooms. She hates them. And she'll pick them out of food and stuff. But we've made a couple of dishes where we cut up the mushrooms really fine. She eats it. Doesn't say a word because she doesn't know it's there. It's all psychological.
Right. What are the sneaky things that you do to get the kids to eat healthy? We're going to Balambi with Barb this morning.
All right, Barb, give us your little sneaky trick. How are you hiding food?
I've got a magic wand. It's a hand stick blender.
Yes.
They don't like tomatoes. So when it comes to bolognese, they go to pick the tomatoes out of the bolognese. I just blend the tomatoes up and it's tomato soup.
I love it. So any food they don't like, just blend it so they can't recognise it.
I blend peas and carrots, corn, and they go into shepherd's pie. Another thing to get them to eat shepherd's pie is instead of putting the mashed potato on top, I make up a scone mix and I put individual scones on top and pop it in the oven and they've got a scone, savoury scone.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I've never thought of that. That's actually a nice idea, actually. I might even try that.
Yeah, we are trying that tonight. Barb, you're an absolute legend. Thanks so much for the hints.
Jade Straney and Damien Leith on Wave FM.
I did something yesterday that I've never done before.
Ooh, all right. What was it?
I had my first mammogram.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay.
So yesterday afternoon after we finished work, I was pretty excited, a little bit of a spring in my step because I had two appointments booked up. I had an appointment with Dr. Heffernan booked in for 12 o'clock and then at 2:15 I had an appointment for a massage. So I was going to spend a total of 4 hours out of the house with like no heaven. Children. It is lockdown heaven. You know, it's like lockdown life. Whenever you get to leave the house, it's such a big production. I had a shower, got dressed, put a little bit of makeup, and went out for the day. And I went and saw Dr. Heffernan. Part of the reason I wanted to catch up is that one of my breasts was like been feeling a little bit different. And I had a girlfriend who had similar symptoms and ended up having breast cancer. So I want to get this checked out, just to err on the side of caution. So went in and saw Dr. Heff and she's like, okay, well, I think we should just book you in to get a mammogram and an ultrasound just to be safe. And I'm getting my Pfizer vaccine on Sunday. And she said that once you get your vaccine, you actually can't have a mammogram for about 8 weeks after that
because it affects it, and you want
to get a clear reading. So she's like, all right. And she rang the place there and then. She goes, they can get you in at 2:15 today. And I'm like, oh, that's the same time I'm getting my massage.
Oh.
Yeah, are there any other appointments? And then she gave me that look, as only doctors do, and goes, Jade, mammogram or a massage? You go on the mammogram. I'm like, all right, okay. So went down to PRG, in Shell Harbour.
Long way to go for a mammogram.
That's right. It's amazing. The flight was so quick. And I went in there and did the ultrasound first, and Colin was great. Like, it was so relaxing. I fell asleep. It was good.
Join the mammogram.
And then, I had to go do the mammogram. And, like, I was very nervous because you hear from ladies, like, that mammograms, they really hurt. And so I went in and saw Wynn, and she was absolutely lovely. And she goes, I've got this machine. It's meant to not hurt as much. And I'm like, okay, well, let's give it a crack. Oh, give it a crack. That's kind of the word. Because what they do is you have to put, like, your boob in the machine, and then it squishes it down. And when you think it can't squish any further, it squishes some more. Oh. Like, it honestly, just imagine, like, something the size of a grapefruit getting flattened to something the thickness of a pancake. That's what it feels like.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So you got to do, like, you know, both of them and all these different angles and everything like that. And I did all that and they said, okay, we'll get the results tomorrow. So I'm going to speak to Dr. Heffernan this afternoon to get all the results. But when I got home, I was relaying it to Milko and I was talking about how much it hurt. And I said, honestly, it hurts that much. I said, It's kind of like for you as a man, it'd be kind of like if somebody, you know, having your like scrotum in some vice grips and then always one to make me laugh. He looked at me and lobbed back, I know that feeling. It's called marriage.
Oh, gee.
Jade Strainey and Damien Leith on Wave FM.
Oh, yeah.
Rick Price, not a day goes by that I didn't think of him and sing into my hairbrush. The girls, we loved him back in the 90s. This is my high school years.
That was a great song. Walk Away, Renee.
Oh, yes, Walk Away.
Oh,
amazing voice.
Yeah, you don't need to do it.
Oh, Jed.
He is a heartbreaker. You know, he is back with his 10th studio album. It's called Soulville. Oh, Rick, do you just listen back to that, some of that music and just go, oh, my gosh, you've been in the music industry for 5 decades now. Does it feel like 5 decades?
Some days it does. And other days, like, I feel like it's just the beginning. Inside, I don't feel any different, and I'm just as excited about music as I've ever been. I just would walk around the house as a 10-year-old going, you know, that's your one and handle, you know. I just thought, oh, that's how you sing. That's what you do when you sing. You know?
How do you maintain your voice? Because I've listened to the new song, which actually is an ode to Aretha Franklin, Farewell But Not Goodbye. And your voice, my goodness me, it's just amazing. You know, like, how do you maintain that strength, that height, that beauty? Because it's a beautiful voice.
Well, coming from you, mate, I take that as a great compliment. You're a fabulous singer yourself. Your voice is wonderful. I remember coming to see you at a show in Melbourne. I don't know if you remember, but I was transfixed. It was such a great show, and you really are a fantastic performer. You connected on a very deep way with the audience. Anyway, I shall not go into the mutual love society, but...
I think it's great. This is lovely.
When I was a young singer, I tore into my voice. You know, I just blasted out. I'd go out and sing all night in clubs, and then I'd get up and sing sessions all day. And it was like a thrashing machine. And I just, you know, and then one day I had I had a few problems with it. And I realized that I've just got to be a little bit mindful. So I don't drink, I don't smoke. I try to get sleep and stay well. I suppose those things contribute. But, I try to stay sensible with it and not abuse it too much.
Rick, how do you, when you've got an album of the classics that we all love, and, you know, if we didn't directly grow up with them, we know that our mums and dads might have heard these songs, and all of these songs I know so very well. How did you go, hang on, I want all these classics. How did you pick the best?
That's a good question. It was hard to whittle it down. I had to narrow it down to, I said, okay, they've got to be in the 1960s. Anything either side? No. And then I listed who are my favourite artists. Who could I not possibly leave off this list? You know, and I went down the list. I just trusted my instincts. I just went, well, I'll please myself first. Yeah. And then hope that everyone else likes it.
Yeah. Well, mate, we do love it.
You know, when you're dealing with all these classic songs, you're a great songwriter. When you are, there's always the temptation to not add one of your own songs because, you have them all sitting there. But I think it's wonderful you've got your own song there, Farewell But Not Goodbye to Aretha Franklin. So you're obviously a huge Aretha Franklin fan.
Huge Aretha Franklin fan. I learned to sing, and so many of us did, I'm sure, by listening to her. It was just coincidental that we had written this song and Aretha had recently passed. We thought, wouldn't it be lovely to add this song as a salute to the Queen of Soul to say, thank you, your voice will ring on forever.
Well, we, Rick, are so looking forward to you coming to Centro CBD. You're going to be in Wollongong October 15th. Fingers crossed. Yeah. We're crossing everything. Yes. Hopefully we're out of lockdown by then. And can't wait to hear all your songs from Soulville. I mean, it's a little bit of a new direction for you, but you're still breaking hearts. It started in the early 90s and you're still going strong.
Yes, well, it's something, isn't it? weird. Something good about breaking hearts when you sing. I don't know what that is, but I still love to do it.
Up close and personal with an amazing dinner and just one of the most amazing performers in Australia. The night before, you're going to be up in the Highlands at Barrel as well. We can't wait, Rick, and maybe, just maybe, you might be able to pop into the Wave FM studios and break Jade's heart with a little song for us soon.
Oh, yes.
100%, 100%. Heaven knows. Rick, heaven knows.
Yes, I'll be there. I will definitely take you up on that invitation. Thank you.
Good gear, well, mate. We can't wait to see you. You're an absolute legend, and we appreciate your time. And Soulville is just a great album too. So good on you, man.
Thanks, guys. Love
you. You know, I've got a great idea. Why don't we play a track from the latest album, Soulville, taking you back with an amazing voice, Rick Price. This is Knock on Wood of Wave FM. This good thing. If I do, I would surely lose a lot. Cause your love is better than any love I know. It's like thunder, lightning. The way you love me is frightening. I better knock on wood. Strainy Damien in the morning, Wave FM 96.5. Not something we'd normally play, but what about that from Rick Price and Knock on Wood? Don't forget.
As strong as ever.
Yep. But the two shows in the region, the Barrel Bowling Club on October 14, but right here at Centro CBD in Wollongong on October 15. You've done Centro CBD. It's a great little venue.
Great spot. Yeah, yeah. Always a good show there.